You're listening to Power Pearls Podcast, intuitive, purpose-driven yarn crafting to empower your knits and pearls. Hey, Power Pearlers, I just want to share that this episode is brought to you by my very special free audio training workshop, The Secret Sauce. In this workshop, I show you how to tap into your zone of genius, get scrappy, and finally start your creative business. In this free audio training, I will show you how to cook your own secret sauce with my five-step recipe to help you uncover your not-so-obvious skills and talents. Because let's face it, sometimes we just can't see them, but the truth is, they're there, kind of like your nose. It's so close that you don't even notice it. In this workshop, I will show you how I started my business, how I got scrappy and stopped functioning from a place of fear and urgency, so you can show up with joy, purpose, and excitement every day about building your passion-crafted, soul-driven business. So to learn more about this free audio training, visit caragotwarner.com/secret sauce. Now, on to the episode. Whew. All right, you guys, welcome to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. And here I am cooling down after my morning workout. You know, I always say this. I never do it. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this. I think what gets me the most excited, it's almost like, you know, podcasting, audio, recording. It almost reminds me of another passion of mine that I used to really, I mean, I was just like so engrossed in when I was in college, was photography, traditional photography, not digital, you know, because I'm pretty old. I'm not pretty old, but my husband loves to call me old lady, which really annoys me. I'm not 50 yet, but I'm close, okay? But anyway, so photography, yeah. I loved going out with my 35 millimeter camera, shoot. And one of my favorite things to do was to get right up in front of people, like really like focus on people and their faces. And I took some really amazing photos that way. And the interesting thing is that most people don't care because, well, most of us love getting our pictures taken, but well, depends, right? Depends on the day. How does your hair look? All this other stuff. But I think if it's done in a very candid way, especially when you're someone that has, you know, you're not taking it with your iPhone, but you know, back then I had a 35 millimeter camera. And so it was an art, you know, more like this is the art form or this is, there was just something not very intrusive. It wasn't very intrusive, right? Anyway, so I feel this way about podcasting. The same kind of passion, like obsessive, you know, not necessarily the production part and doing the blog posts. And I love doing those once I get on a roll, you know, the show notes, all the editing. I do it. I've worked with editors. I think I might be outsourcing that again because I'm on a mission to focus on the things that only I can do and the things that light me up in my online business. And that's kind of what I want to talk about because I am, you know, kind of getting to that point where my obsession actually is to build a team. You know, I have my freelance work, which I consider my day job, right? I've talked about how, you know, it is a great idea to try to figure out how to get scrappy. You know what I mean? And do those things, do all those things that,
you're talented in. You know, you have the skills, you have the know-how to do. And then when it comes to, you know, building that online thing, it's going to take time. It, you know, and it's something that you need to be doing, using it as an outlet, this online platform, this online space, podcasting, blogging, whatever, video, live video. I really hope that you love what you're doing. I really do. Because you're going to be doing it for a while. You're going to be doing it for the long haul. I mean, yes, maybe you'll change. You know, your trajectory will change somewhat. Maybe you'll realize that you just don't like the online space too. So online is long vision. It's the long vision. And then the things that you're doing locally, the things that you're doing in your business, maybe you have your LYS, you know, your local yarn shop, you're designing patterns, you're working in the trade, you're going to the shows, you're seeing the people face to face, because that's where you're going to meet the people, you're going to create the relationships, and turning those people into potential clients or people that you can collaborate and work with will come naturally once you get out there. So when it comes to doing things online, my focus, the way I do it, the way I look at it, the way I view it, you know, I decided to start my online business because it was a dream. Not the online business itself, but the fact that I could bake my cake in whatever way I wanted to. It doesn't matter how quirky and weird and silly, you know, and I've been talking about that for years, you know, finding that secret sauce that defines you, you know, and it is sometimes not so obvious, you know, because it's right there, you know. For me, it's a lot of C's. I love to cook. I love to create. That's, you know, it goes without saying, but creating is kind of the overarching. But cooking, I love cooking plants. I love creating stuff with yarn. I love to cycle. And there's another C in there. Oh, and I love to chat. How could I forget that? Chatting with you. Helping you. Hopefully helping you through through the spoken word to help encourage you, to be your cheerleader, to stand with you. So, you know, the long game of online business, if you're a designer, keep doing the patterns, keep working locally with your yarn shops, keep forging those relationships, developing those relationships at shows like TNNA, CGOA, Vogue Knitting Live, Stitches. And yes, some of those are consumer shows, but designers, yarn companies, you know, shops, you're going to meet all those people. Always have an open mind and always think like a beginner is something that I always, you know, the philosophy, the mindset that I always use myself. Yes, I'm out, like I said, walking. The morning cool down style of episodes. So yeah, you'll hear some cars and that's fine. That's good. That's cool. Because now everyone's starting to go to work. So that's kind of what you're hearing. But designers, yeah, just keep on forging, keep on going. And keep on developing those relationships in person. And then I may have to edit that out, but we'll see how it sounds. That's loud. That was a loud truck. I think they need a muffler. And boy, that smelled. Anyway, keep developing. Keep creating those relationships. Because I'll tell you from my own experience, teaching at these shows, teaching at TNNA was my most recent experience. And it was amazing. I was just getting up in front of the group of yarn shop owners and designers was exhilarating. It was just as exhilarating as getting behind the microphone. and just as exhilarating as other things that I love to do, like knitting. Exciting. Scary in the beginning, like this, that nervous excitement of when you're in love. So that's how something should feel if you're scared to do it, but you're going to do it anyway. And it was great, you know, the icebreaker. There's always an icebreaker in the beginning. But anyway, so it's been a long time since I taught live, and I did it in June for the first time in years. And it was so awesome. It was so, so, so awesome. Because I created relationships and I met people, and it just blossomed into some amazing stuff. Because after that experience, after the class, it didn't stop there. I mean, I hung out with some shop owners. You know, I ran into them in the aisles. We had conversations. We sat down. We had coffee. We collaborated. We started to collaborate. It was really cool. And I met a shop owner from the Hudson Valley, New York. And this was great. And so they were talking about a project that they're doing for sustainable knitting. And I was floored because, of course, this is something that's, you know, dear to my heart. I don't talk a whole lot about it here on the podcast, but I plan on it. I do. It's in my list of, you should see the crazy list of things. And then another shop owner from Atlanta, Georgia, with actually the outskirts of Atlanta, with her team of people that were in my class. And we talked about, okay, what's new? What are the new products? And there was one that I absolutely fell in love with. It's a new product by a company called Pearl and Loop. So maybe you guys have heard of Pearl and Loop. They make those looms, those wooden looms. And I said, oh my gosh, they have these, it's a round loom. And then they had, you know, earrings that you could turn them into earrings as well. So it almost looks like, what do they call that? A god's eye, I think. I don't remember the name, but you know, those things we learned how to make on popsicle sticks when we were kids. It sort of reminded me of that, but it's, believe me, way more advanced. And I was like, oh my gosh. I said that because the shop owners said, anything new? Like, oh, because, you know, that was always the question for me when I was the editor of Creative Knitting. When I got back from the show, my boss would say, oh, so what's new? What are the trends? What did you see? And sometimes it's hard to notice the new trends because in yarn, it does take a while. But Pearl and Loop had these awesome earrings. And I said to the shop owners, I said, go check those out. And the shop owner went and ordered, I don't know how many of them to have in their shop, but they took advantage of, you know, the fact that here we are at TNNA, let's snag these things, let's order them. And so I get an email from the owner of Pearl and Loop asking me to come by because they have a gift for me. And I was like, whoa, I never expected that. I was just paying forward some good info. And I stopped by and they gave me the earrings. They gave me a little package. They gave me the earrings as a gift for, you know, sending a shop their way. And thank you so much because, you know, it means so much that you actually would say that. And I was like, oh my goodness. And of course, a conversation began about the podcast and how much I'd love to have them on the show because of their interesting story. So the owner's name is Angela. And so she told me her story and how she started and the world, you know, the career that she came from before she started, which was so different than yarn and doing what she's doing now. So it was really interesting. I thought, you know what, people would love to hear this because you followed that path. You followed that thing that was a little out of the ordinary. Maybe people would think you're crazy, but you did it anyway.
Hey.
Hi.
Leave it.
Okay. So I guess that's all I have to say, you know, but to always have an open mind. And, you know, so designers, keep forging those relationships, yarn shops, you know, keep looking for, you know, those opportunities to create new programs for your shop that are, you know, maybe a little bit quirky, a little bit off the beaten track, a little bit different. Look for ways to build your business online, building your email list, because that can be huge for you. And, you know, getting a little scrappy, using those skills and talents and taking it from there. And then going by the beat of your own drum and paying attention to what that is and remembering why, in capitals, why you got into this in the first place. And with that, I will sign off. And now my morning cool down session is complete. See you next time.